Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Monday morning
Kaizen E-Team.
Kaizen E-Team. E for elite, right?
E for elite, E for energy, E for enthusiasm, and enthusiasm is in Theos, God within. So you guys are the elite team, and yesterday we were watching another elite team. Jackie, you want to share real quick? Jack loves watching the Seahawks.
The Seattle Seahawks were in the... You know, the NFC conference championship game.
Yep.
And
you're gonna have to allow a little time for grief from Wisconsin, but it's all
right. Oh,
I'm
sorry. That's
well,
right. I was already starting to root for
the Green Bay for the Super Bowl, but anyway, I was premature because okay, so they had won 8 games in a row coming into this game, but Green Bay was just, I mean,
Green Bay
ball,
was fantastic. I mean, they were just
moving
fun.
The ball.
They were on their A game. That's true.
And the Seahawks were not getting their offense going. At halftime, it was 13-0. At 2 minutes and 9 seconds to go in the game, it was 19-7. And the 7 was a trick play on them. Anyway.
But what?
Okay, Karen, you jump in.
They won, but I mean, what can we learn from it? I mean, afterwards, I was listening to the celebration, and
let's say how they won. I mean, they won. They made 2 touchdowns in 44 seconds in that last 2 minutes of the game. And converted with a 2-point conversion. And Green Bay marched the ball down and kicked another field goal, so they were tied 22-22 at the end, went into overtime. And in the overtime game, there were 2 35-yard passes, and they won. So Karen's shaking her head no. You tell it your way, Karen.
Well, but that's like going silver the last hour of the last day of the month.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
What can we learn from this? Yeah, what can we, the Kaizen E-Team, learn from it? And some of the things is, you know, afterwards they kept talking, we never stopped believing. They interviewed the coach, Pete Carroll. He said, they asked him how he was feeling when he thought he was going to be losing the game. He said, I never thought we'd lose the game. I mean, never stop believing. Never think you're going to lose. And, you know, what they've done, of course, is they've practiced. And every time they fall, they get back up and they keep going. So that, you know, that's what we can learn, because becoming Team Kaizen members, there's going to be plenty of times when things go wrong, right? When people don't show up for their appointment, or they say they're going to, you know, join us and do great things, and then they quit. And there's going to be plenty of times when we fall down. So that's our lesson. And like you said, Laura, you know, going silver at the last minute. At 11:59, you know, the last minute of the last day. I mean, we never stop believing. But the cool thing about Team Kaizen is that all of us can win. You know, it's not like one team over the other team. It's everybody, every single one of us that meets these qualifications will be on Team Kaizen. But I just thought it was a really good learning story for all of us to believe in. You know, believe in ourselves and never stop believing. When they interviewed the quarterback, Russell Wilson, he said, we never stop believing. Even when we were 2 touchdowns behind, we never stop believing. And that's the takeaway, I think, for all of us.
After the game, there was a big circle, and I was about 15 people in it, at least the football players, and they were down on a knee, you know, giving thanks because it was such a miracle. But it's because they never gave up. Everyone achieves miracles. If, you know, just like picking up the chair and humans being more, if somebody didn't believe they could do it, you're going to have a problem, right?
Light as a feather, working together.
Right.
But it's that belief system. It's that rock solid belief. So, okay, we've got so much stuff to do this morning. We want to acknowledge each one of you that are on this morning. That are our members of the Kaizen, our Kaizen Elite Team. And what we're going to be doing today is each one of you are going to be sharing for a couple minutes so that we can all get to know each other better. But first, I want to give our homework for the week. And where did our homework go? Uh-oh, here it is. Okay, so I really want all of you guys to be really clear on your daily method of operation. You know, we create, all of us create 24/7 with our thoughts, our beliefs, our feelings, our emotions. Emotions are what moves us into action or not action. And our actions, you know, are what get us results. And so we need to have real clarity and focus on what we're going to do every day, our daily schedule. And for our first, you know, for our affirmations, for our feeding our mind with CDs and conference calls, for taking care of our body with exercise and healthy eating, and then for our core NECAN activities and the basic steps from the Eric Worre GoPro book. Number one, there's seven steps to becoming a professional network marketer. And that's, one is to find quality people to talk to. Two is to invite them to take a look. Three is to present. Four, follow up. Five, step five is to enroll people as a customer or a consultant. Number six is to start our new people. And number seven is to promote and host events. And so on your daily method of operation, you know, you want to be sure that you are getting those things into your schedule. So I want, if you're not clear on your daily method of operation yet, work on that some more so you're crystal clear when you get up in the morning what you're doing that day. And then our second homework is to read Before Your Career if you haven't already, or keep it out and review a few pages of it a day so it stays fresh in your mind, and carry one with you because that's such a great tool when you're in conversation with people. It just helps to educate people how they really could have a vehicle where they could become financially free in 4 years. So that's number two. Number three is be on our Saturday calls, on our Silver Express call, and bring a person with you that has either declared that they are going to go silver or that you think could be one of your silvers, because, you know, part of our requirements are to have at least two front-level new silvers. And so this is going to be our call to go over these skills, these mindsets to go silver. And this last one on Saturday, for all of you guys that were on, Margie Kalalui and Ruth Lowe, both platinum, they shared how they do home parties and demos. And that is recorded. I sent out, there's two ways to get it. One is you can call a number and get it, and I sent that out. And Jack is also going to post it on 100 Millionaires Today, so it'll be there too. And so one of our action steps is to all of us look towards doing, you know, doing a home party or doing a home party with one of our people that are going to be going silver, and do that in January because they're so, home parties are so effective. And then our fourth thing, well, I think that was it. The fourth thing is to do one. So here we go. So we're going to start this morning, and each person that is on today can have up to 2 minutes to share your name. Jack will call your name. Your name, where you're from, your previous career or current career if you're still working, and why you are building your NECAN business. That's the huge one. Why you're building your NECAN business, number one, and number two, why you are excited, why you have made the decision, why you are going to be a Team Kaizen member. So, Jack, who's first?
And you're going to get
2 minutes.
2 minutes. I got my timer going here.
So, there's lots of you on.
What I want to do is start with the people who sent their numbers in, because one of the things that everybody agrees to do, right, is report your numbers for the week.
Accountability, because when we have goals, when we write them down, you know, the percentage chance of us getting them is much higher. But when we become accountable, when we write them down and we report to somebody, now in this case your upline mentor, it really increases the percentage chance of you reaching your goal.
Okay, so we have the first we're going to have Julie And I guess Julie and Gloria can go in that order. Julie, Matt. Oh.
Sorry, part of my 2 minutes was finding my mute button. So my name is Julie Matt. I live in northern New Jersey. I grew up in Montreal. My previous slash current career is in IS IT support project management. Super duper exciting. I have a background, my college degree is in psychology, so it's a frustrating thing to be in IS all day long, but I do use it to deal with all the people I cope with all day long. My why, my original why for accepting the invitation from Gloria was because my husband has been ill for the last year, and I have been trying to find anything to help him feel better. And we had actually just prior to my meeting Gloria had a conversation, my husband and I, about trying to find another legal methodology to find some way to bring some additional finances into our home so that we can save and have a more comfortable retirement. So it all lined up, and I sat on a plane beside Gloria, and she gave me solutions for both. So I signed up, and here I am, and I think that's way less than 2 minutes. Go, Gloria. Good morning. It was I am Gloria Snyder. I currently live 30 miles northwest of Atlanta, Georgia, and
but you're in northern New Jersey.
And I am in northern New Jersey. I was watching from, great to be here. Originally from upstate New York, so I'm used to the cold. I was teaching preschool in a daycare setting. I don't have a teaching degree, but I taught for 13 years in that setting. That's what I was doing when NECAN found me. Profound personal experiences for my husband, my daughter, and myself had us sign up to be wholesale shoppers, but we could not stop talking about it, and that why became just part of me. I felt morally obligated to share this and build a financial future for ourselves. Team Kaizen, that reason is just because the stars have aligned. After 16 years of working this business in and around caring for family and parents and such, I am on a straight track now to just check off the requirements and be part of the decision-making team that Ben Woodward is putting into place.
Awesome. Can you guys just briefly, you get just an extra minute. What?
No,
you,
not an extra minute, 40 seconds.
Oh, 40 seconds. What 40 did you guys What did you guys just do this weekend?
We had 3 wellness previews this weekend. We had 2 on Saturday and 1 yesterday during an ice storm, and still had 2 guests show up, which was fantastic.
Total of
19 guests. At each one of them, we were able to throw the socks off any cynic in the room, which was great. Our first one, as we mentioned before, people started joining. We had she has to be in her mid-20s, and her 10 minutes into the preview having just been sitting at a Kinko's seat and having one insole under one foot, she, when we went around the room asking for any product experiences in the first 10, 15 minutes, she started to cry because she said she has been in constant pain since grade 6 and she was no longer in pain. So that was kind of that. Hard to top that one. But at each one of our sessions, we've had people who, you know, experienced the benefit and acknowledged it immediately, which was great, and got the buzz in the room really high. And we would lose control, and frequently the guests stayed past my downline. So
so it's fun getting together, and it's powerful. So all of us, let's do these home, you know, these home parties, these home demos, these home get-togethers. Yay, you guys, fantastic.
And you're doing 21 plus, right? Okay, thank you. Next, let's see, Terry Kinghorn, are you on?
I think he's at work.
Terry's at work. Lori White.
Hello.
Good morning.
I am Lori White, as I said, from Kingston, Ontario, Canada. I became a registered nurse in 1980 and then transitioned into what I call preventative health and wellness with NECAN in 1996. I was introduced to NECAN then, and as a result of quite a profound product experience, I was able to discontinue 9 medications and after 18 years, I still avoided the spinal surgery they told me was inevitable. NECAN is just my passion. It's way more of an extension of my nursing in terms of being able to help people. But I also, you know, love to help people find the five pillars, the balance. But my goal, my big why now is to help my husband retire so he can golf even more than he does now, which is hard to imagine. I think it's a new day for me in NECAN. I feel like I'm just signing up and restarting again. I think it's a new day for a lot of us that have been around for a while. My journey to gold, my success, and I was one silver short of platinum in the old plan, but it would have been just a pin rank. It wouldn't have been a solid organization, so that's what I'm looking forward to. The Pathfinder program helped me get to gold, the accountability, applying some structure. So I'm looking forward with the Team Kaizen. I think that provides that structure to have a solid business and a solid organization. Accountability, I'm looking forward to these calls because I think it's just sharing your personal commitment with others that are on the same page, celebrating your successes, troubleshooting when you have to, and reassessing and reevaluating and just moving forward. So I'm glad to be part of the synergy that I know this call is going to be. So thank you for having me on it.
Fabulous.
Hey, Lori, fantastic.
All right. Let's see. Who's next? Candace,
are you on?
I'm on, and I am very excited about what I'm hearing. I, too, am energized, and I think it has taken this new pathway of Team Kaizen to get me in high gear. I was in very low gear. I've been in NECAN for 2 years. I was in NECAN before, but this time around I am determined to climb to the goal I want, and for right now it will be silver. I am a retired LPN. I've also had massage therapy. This has helped me to know people and to be able to reach out to people, but now my goal is to continue to learn and continue to reach out to people daily, and my structure is becoming stronger each day, and I'm also celebrating my successes, little tiny ones to big ones, and I am determined to stay in NECAN because I know that this is what is to be, and God is bringing these technologies on board at this time because we need it.
Woo-hoo!
Absolutely. Wake up, Candace. Yay!
Okay.
Yes,
Narciso. Okay.
She is having amazing. She was up late last night on an appointment. She had. She's just having amazingly fun demos and appointments and lots of excitement. So yay, Anya. Mark and Venus Hill.
Okay, I'm trying to get the baby together too, but let me tell you, Mark and Venus, we're from Louisville, Kentucky. Our previous careers, well, I've done everything. We both were in the military, but I've done everything from event planning to working at Ford Motor Company to selling cars. So you name it, I've done it. Mark was in management. He's retired from MSD, Metropolitan Sewer District in management. And we did it. The why was because I had such a great product experience. I had back surgery in 2010. We had a whole lot of problems with that. We tried the products. We got such great results that we wanted to have a ministry to go out and share with other people. And that's what keeps us excited about the NECAN business. When we see results, other people having the same results that I had, we're excited, and we know that we're in it for the right reason.
Fabulous.
Woohoo! Fantastic. Thanks, Venus.
All right. Let's see. Patricia Van Gilder.
Good morning. My name's Patricia Van Gilder. I live in Knoxville, Tennessee, which is East Tennessee, next to the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. What I still do some, but my husband runs our landscape design and construction business. I do the design and the sales, and he oversees the jobs and the subcontractors. I've done that for over 30 years, and it's been good to me, but, boy, NECAN has so much more potential in the numbers of people that you can reach. Like Venus was saying, having a ministry, you know, it perpetuates itself. And to me, that was more important than just a beautiful backyard that, you know, a handful of people could enjoy. I'm building my NECAN Freedom business because when I first found out about this, I was looking for something else to do, another business. I didn't come in through the product door. I came in through the business door. I saw it as something I could do part-time, and I didn't have to go back to school for, and I was a single mother at the time, so that was very important to me to be able to stay home. And I'm committed to the Team Kaizen because I feel that the leadership we have from corporate now is a huge beacon of light to lead us to where we want to get in our goals. The new energy Ben Woodward has brought is just, to me, amazing. And so he's bringing the business structure and the vision and just the business plan that we've needed. So I'm committed to Team Kaizen, and I know that this will give me the business of my dreams, which will in turn give me choices and freedom in my finances and my lifestyle, and I can help others.
Perfect. Your time's up. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was great. Yay, Patricia, Team Kaizen. Woohoo!
Okay, anybody else send their numbers in that we haven't heard from yet? Okay, let's start. David Anderson, you want to do your introduction?
Sure. Okay, I'm David Anderson. I live in Wisconsin, in Madison, Wisconsin right now. I'm 69 years old. I am retired. I basically have a Southern California mentality or a Northern California mentality because I spent much of my life there. My wife and I relocated to Wisconsin because our only son and three grandkids are here. In my previous life, I spent 20 years as a certified financial planner, helping plan people's finances from individuals to businesses to tax planning for wealthy people. Most of the time I was bad news to people because I would help plan for them what they could do with their current resources, but I had no alternative to help them improve that except to tell them to go out and get another job. I had a second career in the newspaper business as a city editor and a cop reporter. And then I was in that situation. NECAN came into our life because we had a friend with a dramatic product experience, and when we looked at the company, my wife and I had taught English in Japan right out of college back way back in 1968, and we recognized a solid financial philosophy for the company. My why is that I need money for retirement. Although I helped other people plan their finances, I did not do a good job on my own, so I need money for a freedom retirement, and Team Kaizen to do this business. Team Kaizen is like the synergy of Team Kaizen. It's sort of like a slam dunk. If you're doing the business, you want to be on Team Kaizen for the energy and also to contribute and be a part of it.
Woo-hoo! Yay, David and Dennis. Fantastic.
All right. Edwin Atheri.
Good morning. This is Edwina Theory and Philip Theory, and we live in Tampa, Florida. We are retired Air Force, my husband is, and in so doing, we moved here about 3 years ago from Arkansas, which is where he retired, Little Rock Air Force Base, to be more specific. I was a licensed interior designer, helped people to build their home and do all sorts of things, refurbish and so forth, worked with contractors. In doing that, I always wanted to have that same kind of dream of what it was that I was doing for other persons. After going to South Africa on a mission trip, I realized that I had the means to do some of these things to help other people. And it was through the Nikon business. And the Nikon business came to me through a product experience, and I just took it further from that. And I had the beginning of diabetes. And from that, so much has materialized, has worked. I am now in the point of teaching people how to be well, how to take care of themselves. I love the Team Kaizen because it makes me more committed. It makes me have to keep up with what I'm doing, when I'm doing it, and to plan a schedule ahead of time and to work with the team better. And I just see myself doing that, and I'm loving all that everybody is saying. It keeps me connected. Thank you so much.
Thank
Yay!
You.
Gwenda, fantastic.
Okay, on Yes, Narciso, we got 2 minutes to introduce yourself. And yes, I see your name and number there.
Are you muted?
And yes, okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
She's talking. She's just muted somehow.
Let's see.
Okay, well, let us know if you.
Carla Cook.
I am on, but if Agnes comes on, let her go ahead. I don't feel prepared. Is she ready?
Yeah, go. You, Carla.
Me? Okay. I'm not sure I'm fully prepared and having written up all that I should say, but I've been with Nikon since 99, and it has been an important event for my husband Larry and I when we first connected with Nikan. We live in Frankfort, Kentucky. A doctor in the Louisville area was the one who introduced it to us to help Larry with his sleep. And so phenomenal results, and worked at this for quite a long time. Have taken a bit of a slowdown from the process in sharing it with others. And as Patricia said, just seeing the leadership and all that's going on and everything that's a part of what Nikon is at this point. Pathfinders is a huge part of that, and so many things enter into it. But this seemed like the opportunity, the moment for me to get back to this, be serious about it, and get back to the things that drove me early on, which was to make a difference, help people to know that there's something else out there that can make a difference in their health and their life. In their income, their ability to dream and go for those dreams. And that's still very much a part of me, and to use this vehicle to get back to all of those things, which would include leaving a legacy in many kind of ways. So I'm getting clear on what drives me. I'm working on the accountability part of it, but the extra retirement income, the legacy aspect, doing this grows me, and that makes me more. All of that's important to me. Giving others the chance to see it, to know about it, and to consider this opportunity. So I think that's where I'm at this moment. I'm glad to be a part of Jack and Karen's leadership and the possibilities through Team Kaizen this year. I look forward to it.
Hey, Carla, we're glad to have you on the team. Woohoo!
Okay, next, let's see.
Nancy Clyde, can you talk? I see you there.
Nancy.
Oh, good morning, everyone. I really wasn't prepared to share anything today. I was just listening. I'm barely
okay.
Awake.
Leaders are always prepared, right?
I'm so sorry. No, it's wonderful hearing everyone. Continue.
Okay,
how about, is Cindy still here? Cindy was on. I was like, maybe she had to leave. Cindy Weiss Carver is shy.
Yes. yes, are you ready to talk?
I am. I see you're talking. We can see you on the screen, but we can't hear you. Star 6.
Good morning, everybody.
There she is.
Oh, my gosh. I expected to listen. You know, this is generally when I'm quiet.
Oh, that's
so my
right.
My brain is still half asleep. I'm still under my covers. I think I fell asleep. I talk when I'm awake sometime another time?
Okay. No, she'd like to talk another time. We shared, you've shared with me through lots of emails and on the phone, your excitement and how you're talking to so many people. And we're excited to have you on this team and have your energy. I know this is super early in the morning. So super, you guys. Thank you, everybody that was on the call.
Is there anybody, Henrietta, are you on?
Yeah, we missed Henrietta. Would you like to share, Henrietta?
Yes, good morning.
Hi, Henrietta.
Hi. Well, my name is Henrietta Hanson, and currently I live in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm originally from Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, and I lived for over 35 years in Northern California, Berkeley, San Francisco area. And I've been in NECAN since about 2003 or 4. And I did some consistent work in the beginning, but I had a lot of roadblocks, some that I set up myself, but some that was just there. And I'm recommitted to doing NECAN at this point in my life because I need to have a solid retirement. I've done a lot of work in my life, different kinds of jobs, and what I'm currently doing here in Atlanta is I'm working in child care, and that does not offer a future, but it's a job. And my why, well, so part of my why is retirement. Another why is that I want to have the freedom to go and visit my children and my grandchildren. Most of them are in California. And I want to be able to help others have a future for themselves and for their families. I love NECAN products. They work. My family uses them. My one daughter was given a testimony to me last night as far as how she's benefited from it. So I'm looking forward to the leadership and the commitment and working on my daily schedules. And so I'm just excited, and I really like the new way in which the business is being structured. I think it's something that everyone can do and that it really appeals to a lot of people, the grassroots. I mean, I think before it was a little challenging for some of us, but I think now NECAN has widened its base of people that it can reach out to. So I'm
fabulous.
Excited. Yes.
Thank you.
And thank you to each one of you that are on the call this morning and that shared our Kaizen. You guys, we are Team Kaizen, and do your affirmations. You know, I am Team Kaizen. Remember, and get that energy up. I mean, we are excited for each of you to be on this call, and I know working together, light as a feather, we can encourage each other. We can share our mastermind with each other, our tips, what's working. All of us can be Team Kaizen members, and we are just excited to have this call. We've been loving the individual calls we've been having with each one of you, and you guys have a super week.
Thank you. You too.
Never give up.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love you guys. Blessings.
Thanks, Jackie.